I would like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, July 25th, 2011, to order. And I'd like to call on Sherry Veldkamp to offer the opening prayer.
Heavenly Father, we just come before your throne of grace this morning. We ask for forgiveness of our sins, and we just lay a clean heart before you right here. We ask, O Heavenly Father, for your guiding hand upon this county, for you know what direction it's going in. You know the great plans that you have here, and you know the part that each one of these individuals in this room and outside of this room today play in that. We ask, O Heavenly Father, that you will lead and guide toward your aim, thy will, not our will, be done. And I ask for your hand upon these leaders, dear Lord, as they are willing to lay themselves out here for the sake of the people. Please uphold them, guide them, and direct them in right pathways. And now we thank you, Heavenly Father, for this county, for the good things that you have done, for your mercy when we've needed it. And we thank you, Lord, most of all, for the vets of this county that's been willing to serve and retain our freedom. In Jesus' name, we ask these things. Amen.
And, Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Gentlemen, we have two sets of minutes, one dated June 30th, one dated July 5th.
Motion to approve June 30th, July 5th with changes.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve prior county commission minutes of June 30th and July 5th with changes. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable?
Motion to approve checks 325-285 through 325-361, warrants 5452 through 5454, and the transfer that's in the box. And you got that paper?
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Motion's been made to approve checks 325285 through 325356 and 325357 through 325361 and warrants 5452 through 5454.
And transfer.
The reason I ask that on warrants, there are two that are listed 5452, Rick.
At that warrant number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And with one transfer, which is Great River Invoices?
It's actually paper. Great River Invoices will be paid with the credit card. The paper transfers is what the transfer is for the Department for Paper.
Discussion regarding the motion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay.
Thank you, sir.
County auction. Rick?
You guys, I'm sure, are aware that there's a lot of ways that the county can dispose of their properties, but it's been the feelings of previous commissions, and I think at least the majority of the people in the area, that the best way for the county is to have a public auction on site. And we have need to do that. So I'm just bringing to your attention that we need to get started on that. I don't know how you want to go about that. Sometimes we bid that process. Sometimes we don't bid that process. But we do have – Jimmy told me he had several guns. I know we've got some vehicles to sell. We need to have a county auction dispose of the goods.
Can you come back to us with a date that would be recommended that would be amenable to the sheriff and other officers that might have property?
The sheriff did email me already and said he would like to get this done probably before October. So.
Well, can we, and is any day better than another? Is it better to have it on a Saturday than, say, for?
You're asking a question that I really can't answer. It, you know, personally, probably more people can get there on Saturday, so that may be something, or maybe in an evening. I don't know.
Would you do us a favor and ask the sheriff when he's going to be the individual that has the most to sell?
He will have the most to sell, I'd say.
And I actually asked him that date in an email, and he said ASAP is all he said. So traditionally,
I'm relatively sure he's going to say Saturday is going to be the best.
And I was going to say traditionally we do it on a Saturday. Correct. Traditionally we're on a Saturday.
Right. You know, that allows more people to come and try to get.
It looks like August 13th has nothing on our calendars.
Is that enough time to advertise? That's only.
No, I would say you want to put it at least a couple of weeks down the road. I'd say 20th or the 27th, if either one of those days were good.
Either one, 27th.
That will give us plenty of time, and we can go through that 27th.
You're right. He's good.
I will then inform everyone if that's what we're going
to
do.
You'll send an email out to all departments. We bid this out last year for services, and Rick's company was the low bidder, so we've bid it out, so we're good.
Yeah.
Because it's just a double check. So.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Rick, I've got some stuff up there, too, that I need to put in the auction that's been left in my office.
Paper?
Child Support Enforcement Cooperative Agreement. Who is here for that?
Hi, good morning.
Why don't you come right up to the microphone for us?
We've got all the paperwork.
Okay.
Good morning. My name is Laura Fors, and I'm the first assistant in Greene County and the director of the multi-county project there for child support. I believe what you have before you, Mr. Houseman, is paperwork for a cooperative agreement with the State of Missouri Family Support Division, which allows for Greene County to act as a host county for both all Greene, Taney, and Christian counties. The state will give us a grant to administer the 40 program. And what we've done is this is an annual contract, and we're here asking the commission to approve that this be extended another year. Greene County has been providing child support services for Taney and Christian for, I think, this would be our fourth year. And so this is an agreement that sets forth the requirements for the state and the county in this 4D program. And there's been a second document that talks about all three counties signing it to continue a multi-county.
No changes from the previous years?
No substantive changes. There were some corrections and refining done, but no substantive changes. The circuit clerk has already signed it. I understand the prosecuting attorney has already signed it for Taney County. So you've got a Taney County agreement and then another document that is to be signed by all three counties. And it sets forth the circuit clerk, the prosecuting attorney, and the county's responsibilities.
Well, I have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
First, I see the main agreement. And I see where the prosecutor has signed. You have a supplemental agreement, of which there's about 87 copies. Okay, maybe a few less than that. But the prosecuting attorney hasn't signed that. You do want me to sign both?
I do. Yeah, that would be – I'll remedy that.
There's a young lady in the back I'll bet could remedy the situation with the prosecutor on that. this could take – there are a lot of copies.
Yes, there is an original plus three of the cooperative agreement, original plus five of the supplemental. You will receive then a fully executed copy back when it is signed by the director for the Family Support Division as well.
Well, I count like 20. Do you want me to sign all these?
I apologize.
I wouldn't kid you. I just want to do whatever it is you need me to do. Is there a motion on the Child Enforcement Cooperative Agreement, gentlemen?
Motion to approve.
I'll second the
motion's been made and seconded to approve the Child Support Enforcement Cooperative Agreement. Could I ask you to also include the supplemental agreement in your motion?
I'll include that in my motion.
And I'll modify my second to include the supplemental.
Motion's been made and seconded for Taney County to enter into the Child Support Enforcement Cooperative Agreement and the supplemental agreement. Discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. If you'll come up and show me where all...
One yard, get your stamp for that. You get hand cramps before you get through with those.
We'll start here?
Yeah, I think these are all the supplemental shows. The presiding commissioner.
And all of these?
Yes, they should all be the same document for that same line.
Thank you.
for you, and you may not be able to answer this. The first one that we signed, wasn't it a multiple year?
They're always 1 year MOU, so I don't think we would have signed a multiple year.
I thought that the first one we signed was a multiple year, and then after that we started the 1 year.
I'm not sure. It may have been if you would have started it in the middle of the year, you might have.
That may have been what it was. That may have been what it was. Is we signed it.
And I actually two spots on.
Okay.
The second round.
Can I get both these?
Yes, that was, I think, I didn't tell you in time, so I found that
I didn't miss 20 by far, did I?
Nope. Especially when you count your twice and more.
Young lady in the back of the room can help me with these other signatures you need too. I get the front part.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You have a good day. Senior Services Board position discussion?
This is a position, I posted that. When we first formed the Senior Citizen Board, we gave an individual a one-year term because we were starting off to keep everyone in proper rotation. And this is my motion. I'll move to reappoint Pat Campbell to the concurrent four-year term now.
I understand that now. Didn't know why Pat was being reappointed after we appointed her earlier.
Yep, she was filling the unexpired term of the first year, and then now this is a full term now.
Motion to do so. You made a motion
yep.
to appoint, I'll second it.
Then. Okay.
Motion's been made and seconded to reappoint Pat Campbell to a four-year term on the Senior Citizens Board. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Corps of Engineers Environmental Study?
I put that on there, Ron. Randy and I have been in touch with John Heiser with the Corps of Engineers on the KDOT project at K Highway where we had the fill and had the discussion, and a cost factor was figured in. I believe of $45,000, and we wanted to see if we could come up with a closer fill area or an area where there would be some fill obtainable. They did go to the site there and come up with approximately half or between a third and a half of what material was needed. To use the other existing material, we were going to have to do an environmental study. To do so, it would be a looking at the difference between what the cost of the environmental study was versus the hauling of the material from another location. And I was going to ask the commission with other to investigate or to approve an environmental study if it proved to be cost-effective and a cost savings to the county to take the material from that location versus hauling it from a quarry or another site. We wouldn't possibly be going to do that. Come back for approval, but I wanted the opportunity to look. I think this is something we'd have to put out for bid on the environmental study, but I did receive a notice from an individual that, because I didn't have any idea where we were at, and he said not to, he thought it would not to exceed $10,000 is what he said. So,
but that's still something we need to go through the bid process?
It would be. It would be. I want to go with, I want to get back in touch with the Corps of Engineers, make sure that if they approve the environmental study that we could move forward. I didn't want to proceed with an environmental study and then have us turn the project down.
Right.
So there was some more work to be done, but I did want to come to the commission and ask for permission to go ahead and carry on a conversation with the Corps, and if the environmental study needed to take place, we'll all contact the commission again and let it go through our bid process.
I think you should move forward, Dan.
Yep, I agree.
All right. And just a little bit of an update on that, is because it's posted under the Corps of Engineers, I think. I visited with Randy, and he said that the water was down, and I actually went down and looked. We probably still have 6 feet or 5 or 6 feet over the road, don't we, Randy?
It's about 5 feet this morning. It still has to go down.
Okay, and so that would mean that we'll have to wait till that. We've got some time. What I'm trying to get to, we've got some time to perform this action. If we have to wait on the water to go down before the
right.
job can start anyway, and probably before they could do the environmental study.
Great.
Did John say it would be probably close to the end of August or something?
Yeah, they're basically looking at the end of August for it to be down to around 680 elevation toward the end of August, and that's where we can open that particular road.
Okay.
So.
Next item is bridges inspections update. Mr. Alexander, if you'll step right up here, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Good.
Good. Yeah, we did the biannual inspections this year. Randy accompanied me on those inspections. There's about 8 bridges that were inaccessible at kind of high water that we'll have to come back and do whenever the water recedes. And I have prepared an inspection highlight sheet that I'd like to give.
Sure. Watch your foot there with the cord.
We're having some technical difficulties, so we're going to put
Thank you, sir. Okay.
Do you have copies of all this, Randy?
Yes.
Okay.
I do have one question before we get started. I haven't made your presentation yet, but I do have a question about FEMA monies. What brings that to my attention is though that many bridges being under water that you have to go through for the inspection process, and if we find something wrong because of that and it wasn't previously there, when you did your other inspections, are we going to be available? Is FEMA money going to be available?
That I don't know. You'll have to talk with FEMA about that. Have you made any applications to FEMA yet?
Well,
yes, we've already done that, and we've already identified these roads and sites that are still underwater. So if there's any damage, they've already been identified with FEMA.
Okay.
And so as long as we've got them identified, I mean, it's unknown until the water goes down if we're going to see damage. So, but they've been identified at this time. So.
Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just
that's fine.
If I didn't bring it up now, I'd probably forget it.
I was just giving you guys a chance to kind of look that over and see if you had any questions as it went through. Overall, your bridges in Taney County are fairly new. There's a couple of them that are maybe date before 1950, and everything else is 1985 and newer. So you're in pretty good shape on all your ratings. Overall, there were 8 bridges, like I previously mentioned, that the water was too high that we couldn't look at. All the bridges were correctly posted. That's a good thing for you. You do have one bridge that is rated a 4 on the scour assessment. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to look at that bridge this go-around because the water was too high. So, you know, we'll watch that. You do want to kind of keep in mind that once the scour rating falls to a 3, you have to develop a scour action plan. So it's in your best interest, you know, if you can keep those things, you know, at a 5 or better on the scour rating. There's a couple of bridges that need some work. You have some exposed piling. I do have some photographs of those two, that bridge, that I'll share with you.
I'll give you an idea of there are two bridges there. One of them is storm damage.
This one we've seen.
That's Kim Creek.
I thought this is the same bridge we looked at that's on the Pro Tem Cedar Creek cut.
I thought that was Kim Creek Bridge.
It is. This is
not
Kim Creek. This is
Pro Tem
Cedar Creek.
Okay. So yeah, we're
working on that.
Pro Tem Cedar Creek, and we've got it.
We got a plan for that one.
Right. We're currently working on engineering that.
Yeah. Where's the other one?
The other two bridges that you see under this high priority, one of them is the Bee Creek Bridge on Gunnison, has the exposed pilings on the one abutment that we've got to get repaired in under the abutment. It's just settling. We put rock in there, but we actually need concrete for his specifications. That's one of them. The other one is on Caney Creek. The first bridge there has the same issue as the Bee Creek Bridge. It's settling around the pylons. We've got to get that covered back up with concrete.
And the other thing that I would bring to your attention, I guess, would be on that 071 bridge, and you can see that in the photographs, the what we call the double T's, which is the superstructure. There are the beams. You've got some cracking and delamination, spalling right there at the abutments. And you've got your steel is exposed. You can see the rusting. You need to have a consultant look at that or somebody help you with getting some repair options fixed up. That's in a critical area there. Once those strands rust in two, you know, we'll have to lower the posting on that and monitor it a little more closely. But that is a critical area that really needs some attention.
And that's something, Randy, you can run with and get a plan together on that one bridge?
Right, we'll just have to have a bridge engineer look at it and tell us what the
options are.
Options are.
You'll date
okay.
It
for a fix.
Is that the Bay Creek one?
It's at Brown.
No, that one's at Brown Branch.
This one, this sturdy one here.
What's the number?
Front page says the number.
Yeah, that's the Brown Branch Canyon Creek.
Okay.
That's the
double P's. All right.
I think B Creek's built the same way as that one. Pretty similar.
That's what I was kind of wondering about. I looked at the underneath side of it there.
Yeah. And that's kind of a common thing sometimes that we see on those double T's. And probably what's causing that is the where the double T's come together up on the top side of the deck, you're getting some water infiltration coming down through there, probably salt.
Salt from where we salt the road through there.
Right.
Which tends
to accelerate.
We've talked about that in the past whenever we had problems with the Branson Bridge about what to do as far as treatment, ice and snow treatment.
Yeah.
So we may have to consider something else on these particular things to slow the process down.
Absolutely. And in fact,
relining this bridge too?
Yes.
If you look on down there at the bottom where I've listed some maintenance, routine maintenance considerations, a couple of those has to do with salt. What we're doing at MoDOT, we will actually flush those decks every spring. We'll have a tank truck set there, and we'll wash all those chlorides off to get them off of the bridge because they will permeate right into that concrete and work it on down. You know, it's detrimental to your steel, and chlorides in your concrete has a tendency to accelerate that deterioration of concrete also. And then a deck sealing program is something you might want to consider also. We're using Star Macro and Indec, and we'll put that on there. It's probably every 5 years, 4 to 5 years, we'll seal those decks to help keep that salt from permeating on down. Yeah. So those are a couple of things that will help you prolong the life of your bridges. In a nutshell, that's pretty much it. Like I said, the bridge's overall condition was pretty good. There's still 8 of them I need to come back and look at. Because of the flooding, the extent of that, you know, there may be some problems associated with those. But it's going to be a while, it looks like, before that water recedes and we get underneath them to take a look at them. So that's all I have. If you guys have any questions, well, feel free.
Randy, I'd like for... with the permission of Jim and Ron, have you look into the sealing situation on those. As soon as these bridges are uncovered from the water, whenever the water goes down, I'd like to inspect them as far as getting them cleaned up and look for an... I don't know how expensive it is, whether we can do it in random years. Or, I mean, just... have a program set up to where we do so many
each year.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're trying to do, okay. So that we, you know, don't do everything at once, but say pick the worst one fifth of them every 5 years, hit, you know, 20% of them,
right.
Or every year hit 20% of them.
Right.
Kind of spread those costs out. Star Macro is a little bit pricey. But we kind of feel it's worth the money when you stop to consider how much you've got invested in that bridge. You know, it we feel is a big help. Indec is another sealer that we use. It looks like a black oil. It's a little thicker, and we use that for bridges that are a little more advanced with the cracking to kind of seal up those cracks.
Have Randy look into that.
Yeah.
But is that something we're definitely going to do with this bridge? You're going to have an engineer look at what our options are anyway, correct?
Right. We're going to look at, see the best solution for fixing that.
Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the report, sir.
Randy,
I'm going to give you these as well.
Randy, he did recommend mud on those concrete, pumping mud down to fill that.
James? That's going to be one option, but the problem with the double teeth is the main thing I want an engineer to look at.
But. Next item is assessment agreement. Mr. Strahan?
Good morning, gentlemen. Long time coming, but it appears that the state has come up with some agreements that is statutorily driven and basically is an agreement that we sign every 2 years under the two-year maintenance plan. This is just to extend a couple of items into that agreement that had never been there before. And there's been a lot of work and thought and effort put into this. I'd like to thank Mr. Houseman for going up to the State Tax Commission, and I'd like to thank Lyle Rowland, made two or three trips over to the State Tax Commission and did a wonderful job on basically taking care of the citizens in Taney County on this agreement that's coming up. The big issue in this agreement that has never been in one before, one prior to now, is I don't know whether you guys got copies of this, but in subsection 5, let's see.
I haven't.
It talks of adjustment to sales, adjustment to foreclosure sales. Never before, and I apologize, that's subsection 4, has this been written into anyone's plan in the state of Missouri. Prior to now, if there's a foreclosure involved, which is a huge portion of Taney County's market, and the state has recognized that, and there is standard offered by IAAO, subsection 5.3, that allows these foreclosures to be used in ratios. And in the past, these being thrown out of our marketplace has caused us a tremendous problem in our ratios. I have argued all along that foreclosures is a determining factor of the market and should be allowed. So this is a very positive paragraph that's been applied to this agreement that will be very, very beneficial to the taxpayers in Taney County. We believe this agreement is a step forward, never to look back type agreement, and I believe it is written that way, and I believe it will be very beneficial. I am asking this county commission to sign on to this agreement, as I do every 2 years preceding. And like I say, this is just one to fulfill the assessor's side of this agreement. These studies that they are requiring is always required. And you will be hearing from me again on the two-year plan before December 31st. And this same wording will be applied in the new two-year plan for 2013 reassessment cycle. I'm excited about it. We will receive funding, get refunding restored, which will cover the first quarter of this year. And so it's a positive for continually progressing forward is the way this agreement has been put together.
In subsection 5, James, it says that the questionnaire you've been sending out, they don't like, I guess. They're going to come up with a new questionnaire, is that what it says?
Yes, and the questionnaire that I sent out has been approved by them.
Well, I thought so. So
they've come up with a new one over the years that they like better. It strictly asks a couple more questions about personal property and the sale and making sure the sale is on real estate instead of something that is exempted from the statutes but applied to sales. So and I'm in full agreement with it. If they want a different sales letter, that's fine with me. That's not an issue as far as I'm concerned. And I'm totally agreeable to accept whatever they want us to have. Of course, like I say, they've approved the one I'm using now, so they're going to approve the one I'll be going to.
And this is I think I signed one in 09. This is every 2 years we get one of these, right?
Right.
This document?
Right.
Okay.
Every 2 years. The only huge improvement to the taxpayer and to Taney County and to keep us on track with our ratios is allowing some of these short sales, as long as we can verify that they are market,
right,
we get to use them in our studies.
And I want to commend you, because when we started the process, or at least when I got involved, we were a long way apart with the State Tax Commission, and there was no consideration at all given to what's happening in today's market with the foreclosures and the short sales. So, I mean, this is a huge step.
It's a huge step
and
for statewide.
It also locks in funding.
Yes, sir.
Which is tremendous, at least I feel, for the county. It assures that the state will pay a portion of the share of the costs, and as statutorily they should. But it took work on both sides, I assure you, from the Tax Commission and from yourself, and I appreciate the fact and commend you for getting us to this point. I have read through it. Do you gentlemen have questions regarding the new two-year plan?
I don't. I've read through it before.
I would entertain a motion to approve the plan between the State Tax Commission and Taney County.
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the new year tax maintenance plan between the Missouri State Tax Commission and Taney County. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I want to thank you, and I want to thank you for the taxpayers of Taney County. I believe this is a very, very positive step forward.
James, I apologize for being redundant, but I, too, want to thank State Representative Lyle Rowland. All it took was a call, and he left the General Assembly to come over and sit down for what was probably a three-hour session, and it was great having him there. It had a real impact on the two State Tax Commission chairman or board members that we have, and he needs to be commended for taking that step on our behalf.
Yes.
As well as others who have made calls and who have spoken. But
he did an excellent job, and that wasn't the only time he'd been there. He actually took a real huge interest in this issue, and I commend him very much. Again, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
James, if I give this to you, will you have the appropriate dates filled in, sign it, and then let the girls upstairs forward this off to the Tax Commission?
I would prefer to come up there, just give that to them, and let me come up there and sign it there.
We'll do that.
Keep it in their hands.
Thank you, sir.
Again. Thank you.
I know that this provides that we will begin receiving funding under the new assessment maintenance plan as of July 1st of this date. However, the agreement also takes us back to the beginning of this year. So those are funds that have been withheld, and I'm tickled to hear that. Next order of business is simply stated county positions?
I posted that. I was just wanting us to move forward on the vacancies we have. We've got lots of very good resumes. I know we're very busy with BOE and other things and the flood and all that, but I just don't want to lose the quality resumes that we do have in multiple departments, and would encourage, if nothing else, pick a few names out. And for example, you know, I'd like to have the IDA go ahead and send out a request and start the whole process again, finding a director for economic development. I would like for us to get a list of people from HR and have maybe a person from Acres and a person from Connell and Dixie narrow down HR lists so we can get an HR director person. And then we have a lot of MoDOT people that are running out of jobs at the end of this month, and we've got some very good resumes there. What I would like to do is we have very good resumes, not lose the resumes or lose those candidates, so move forward with the at least starting with initial interviews or narrowing down this list so we can move forward.
I have a couple of questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Before I became presiding commissioner, the county commission removed IDA from participating with economic development. Are you suggesting that they get re-involved?
I'm saying that they get involved from an aspect of helping narrow down the candidates and come to us with three so we can interview them. But yeah, get involved in a little bit from that aspect.
And Road and Bridge and Human Resources?
What I'd like to do on Road and I've gone through the resumes. I think Danny, you have two, and Ron, I think you have two. Just I'd like to move forward with that. If nothing else, we all come up with a list and have someone help narrow it down to three people. We are busy, and we all understand that. But just moving forward, I mean, these people have not been contacted, to the best of my knowledge, since they've submitted the resumes. It's very concerning that they may have been ready to hire because there were some very good candidates that we saw.
There were some outstanding resumes that I've read, but I haven't met the individuals that are attached to them. And that was for Road and Bridge and Human
HR,
Resources.
Right. I'd like to go ahead and start and open up the IDA director position.
I'd like to suggest that we establish that the Board of Equalization runs through
Friday. Thank goodness.
Do we think it might run over Friday, Lynn?
I don't know.
I know that we're juggling this Thursday morning to accommodate county commission business. Would either of you object to having a work session regarding these resumes and sit first and chat about them following BOE? I'm talking as soon as next week.
Great.
Dan, is that all right?
Yes, I know that we have discussed and looked. I think Jim had four names. I had four names that I had picked out, and some of those were of the same people. I think at that point, I don't know whether you have, Ron, I know that you had...
I haven't prioritized any of the resumes.
Right, right. But what I'm saying is as soon as you do that, I think we need to have some interviews and move forward with this HR position for sure. We had waited on the other because of MoDOT's number of people and the qualified resumes that we were getting in. As a matter of fact, we've got some in since we posted our deadline. And I don't know what the process is there, Jim, that we need to reopen that up because they didn't meet the deadline that we had, but we haven't done anything with it.
I think we're fine.
But anyway, I would entertain getting that done.
11 o'clock looks good.
How much time have we got there?
An hour.
How about as early as next Monday, 11 o'clock?
We have an opening in our schedule.
That's fine.
Just to have a roundtable discussion where we can sit, either that or do it late in the day. Where
we've got a two-hour block for Road and Bridge, so it's going to be, and that looks like it could go long, and that on that Monday afternoon.
Let's do it Monday at 11 o'clock.
That's fine.
Could I also ask that we work on putting posting a position for Office of Economic Development?
Talk about it Monday at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yep.
The reason I say that is it was you gentlemen that went out for R&B and HR and prioritized those. We've taken resumes for those and have not moved further on the other position. We have two positions within Department of Economic Development that can be filled.
Right.
So I'd like to hear your thoughts on that formally Monday.
Okay.
Did you gentlemen have some comments that are here? Because they're certainly welcome if you do.
Jerry Deske, Vice Chairman of the IDA. We're interested in the EOD position. I know that we're formally out of managing that employee, but we can use that assistance in the work we're doing on the EEZ that we're trying to get done. So we're primarily interested in what the timeline is for getting that position advertised and filled. So that we can work on our scheduling, because we're all unpaid, as you guys know. So we're trying to juggle all kinds of other things in addition to working on the EEZ for you all. So
let me ask you a question while we're just having this general discussion about county positions, Jerry. Do you think the county would be better served hiring someone to serve in the position of economic development or bring someone on board for community development?
I think we have demand and need for economic development.
Okay.
I mean, we need to bring more businesses and more employment into the county, and that's what the economic development person is going to do. We certainly need to be coordinating between the cities, which is what the community developer would do.
Speaking of the EEZ.
Yes.
Where are we in moving forward with?
They've got. I met with Jerry on Friday. I think it was to get an update on the EEZ. Go ahead.
We have we started to move forward again with it. There was a new map that was proposed, and we made some changes to that map at our last meeting, and we're expecting changes to be drafted. And we should have a draft map, hopefully, at our next meeting, which I think is next week. So once that's done, we move forward with public hearings and see where we go. I'm not exactly sure off the top of my head how long the public hearings take, but...
Help me, enlighten me with the process. Are the public hearings conducted by the commission, or are they conducted by whom?
I couldn't answer that.
Okay.
I don't know. I can find out for you if you want.
I've sat through different meetings and it's Jeff, really, that has spearheaded, but I just don't remember.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm getting
I think most of the buy-in that we need for the EEZs is from the schools, and I think with Carlos on our board, he's already talked to most of the superintendents who are pretty much on board, so I think it should be fairly easy sailing, hopefully. Because I think it'll be a big benefit to the county, and I know that at least the city of Branson is interested in getting that done, and they are also interested in.
The city of Branson, per se, will be excluded from the EEZ, correct?
Right, right, but they have, in conjunction with that, with our economic development director, they're moving forward with other ideas that need input from the county that they're not getting because we don't have that director in place.
Okay.
So I would encourage you all to put together a timeline and let's see if we can get that completed. I mean, the money is budgeted, so.
Yeah.
So.
All good points.
Do you think you're going to be discussing that on Monday? Can you guys put together a timeline, what you think was going to happen on Monday?
Well, all we had on the agenda for today was county positions, so I didn't know that what we were going to be discussing.
Right.
And, yes, sure, that's exactly. We're going to have a roundtable discussion to talk about vacant positions that we have budgeted within the county system.
Right.
And there are a number of them, as Jim alluded to.
Right. I mean, and part of it is, obviously, we're going to talk about the HR resumes, the road and bridge resumes, and then a timeline for the OED. I mean, I think what we need to do is have a meaningful discussion based off how the economy is going. We have positions funded in that department. Do we need two? Do we need one? What are those roles going to be? Because before we can send out
a posting, we got to make sure we're in line with what the need is. And so what I would say is that part of that discussion on Monday is going to be about specifically, do we want to change, like Ron said, community development versus economic, or one of each, or a grants contracts person and a director? Or I think that's part of the discussion we're going to have Monday is really, what are we looking for in that department? Because we do have the money funded and budgeted.
Yeah, and I was reading through the preliminary report that we're going to get through the last audit that was given of Taney County, and one of the things they strongly suggested was a grants manager for the courthouse.
Right.
And we really need to look at that. But yes, we will be talking about that in discussion Monday between 11 and noon.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Will it be beneficial for us to have someone attend? Would that help you, hinder you?
It won't hinder. I mean,
it's the three of us are going to bring to the table what we want to chat about the various positions that are open in the courthouse, and we're going to lay that out. And I'm going to find out where these guys are at, and they're going to find out where I'm at, hopefully. And did you have some comments, Dan?
I did, but I think it's a question probably for later on. I was wondering, because we looked at a map which had all of 65 Highway, that had various sections of the county that were going to be in the EEZ, and I was wondering how that it affects P&Z projects that come within the county that would be approved by the EEZ zoning versus the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Well, there's no correlation between the two. The EEZ is basically an incentive program where planning and zoning is specifically use oriented.
It's a designated area where we'll have certain options to help promote businesses, correct?
To offer incentives in the form of tax abatement or reduction.
But I can see, what I'm asking is, I can see conflicts if the EEZ or the IDA had a project that they were promoting to go in a certain area, and then it was the project was turned down by P&Z. So you offer an incentive, someone comes in, and then it's turned down by P&Z. I see some conflict.
You know, that's a possibility, but in reality, at least in the counties that have established the EZs, they have worked in concert together to promote new businesses and growth in an area.
Whether or not we offer the incentive, if the new business isn't a fit, it isn't a fit. You know, and that's what planning and zoning is for.
There are two boards.
Right.
And I'm just thinking ahead.
Well, yeah, and most of the county is in the EEZ, just except for a few areas. Most of it is in the EEZ, and we'll give you guys the map as soon as we get it.
We had a preview of, what's that been, a month ago? Of the map, or someone came forward. Mm-hmm.
Did you? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tim came up and talked about just restriking the interest in EEZ.
Right.
Well, I was at the IDA meeting when Jeff presented.
Well, the map's changed. The first area. Then. Yeah. And it excluded some areas around Kirbyville that we want them to change. So we're working on that. Get the map right. Get the exclusion areas to really rural areas that aren't likely to develop. So, okay.
Thank you for your comments. Do you gentlemen have some comments?
My name is Mark Weiss, and I'm also a member of the IDA board. And glad to hear on Monday you're going to be talking about this and working on a timeline, because with the EEZ, something that we've been looking at in this community for, you know, maybe about 5 years, it's been kicked around. We feel it's time to move forward with that project. And in answer to your question, do we need a community development director or an economic development director? I feel strongly that we need an economic development director, and community development follows economic development. It's something that, course, economic development is part of the process is raising the tax revenues and the job quality and the level of standard and living in our community. And we haven't had anybody in this position for some time, and you know, certainly we're not seeing much leadership from the city of Branson on this front, so I think it's very important that we go ahead and get this position filled as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Carlos? No? Anybody else have a comment regarding Monday's meeting?
No.
Gentlemen, let's stand in recess until 10 o'clock, executive session.
And then we'll just go right into executive and then break for lunch, and so we won't, we'll probably be
adjourned. We won't be back in regular session. Then until, we'll come back as the BOE.
At 1 o'clock. Yeah.
Do you want to go into executive session and then recess?
Well, we were 3 minutes early, but that's okay with me.
That's fine with me. Motion going to executive pursuant 610.021.1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. Any discussion?
Yes, there is maybe one emergency situation that needs to be handled in that.
It's all session. Falls within this.
It all falls there, you
yep.
think?
Yep.
I just wanted to be.
Yep. Where it all falls within. Okay. I know which one you're talking about. Yeah. We'll all fall in there.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously.
Recess.